Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. Chrissy speaking.
Hi, Chrissy. It's Carly Morton calling here. I'm just calling in regards to a post posted yesterday regarding a cockatiel.
Yes. I think Brock, Dr. Brock was just having a look at your email.
That would have been Hayley, my daughter. She's at work.
I think she called earlier and I spoke to her. I'm pretty sure, yeah, because I just said to email through some pictures.
Okay, because I put some up on the post as well. I've just told her not to be too hopeful because...
Yeah, because you guys are a burping, Gary.
Yeah.
Like, the vet thinks it might not be her. Like, they look very similar, but he's not too convinced. But, I mean, if you guys wanted to come in and have a look... You're more than welcome to. They definitely are very similar, but your girl definitely has sort of brighter, like, orange in the cheeks, and some of the feathers are a little bit different. But very, very similar.
She used to go to you guys.
Yes, he just pulled up your file. Because I think you'd seen Dr. Vanessa a few times.
That's right.
But I mean, you're more than welcome to come in and have a look and sort of meet her and see if you think. We haven't had sort of any other inquiries about her yet, but she was literally found at Dr. Vanessa's front door.
You're kidding.
Yesterday morning. So she pretty much flew into where under her patio. So we don't think she's probably come too far away. And Dr. Vanessa, pretty much lives between the clinic and the hospital. So it's, really close to us here.
The only glimmer of hope is because we did extensive posts and letterbox drops and everything. We did, with our phone numbers, we did get one and our area... lots of tradies there coming and going with the new housing. So one of the people that were already in one of the houses, apparently a tradie was in the afternoon door knocking those houses with a yellow cockatiel on his shoulder, asking if she belonged to them. Of course, the person, the homeowner, didn't think to get his contact details or anything because the bird wasn't his. So we just said, no, not ours, sorry. But I was never able to find this tradie. I don't know. A very, very slight chance that he had her and he lived.
Because how long ago did you lose her, sorry?
See, this is September last year.
Well, I mean, if you're more than welcome to come in and see this one and, see if it could be her.
I'm wondering if there's any reaction if she's called Sunny or...
She's on my shoulder right now.
Oh, it makes me want to cry.
You can try talking to her if you want. All right. Ready?
Okay.
Can you hear anything?
Sunny. Hello. Sunny. Sunny. She woof whistles as well.
I don't think she's not really responding to anything.
No. Have you heard a wolf whistle? That's about all used to do.
No wolf whistling. She's very quiet, this one. She doesn't react to sort of anything much because we've got our two male cockatiels have been flying around. She hasn't reacted to sort of anything like that. Just sort of, very quiet and sitting.
My daughter's at work. I'm at home in Burpengary.
Yeah.
Considering the extent of what we did, if I didn't at least say, look, I've done a sighting and it wasn't her,
that will satisfy her.
I guess.
I mean, we're open till 5 today.
Okay.
And tomorrow we're 9 till 5 if you guys get a chance.
Yeah.
To pop in. What are you doing? You're kind of curious about something.
She doesn't look hormonal because this is what sent her in a spin.
Yeah.
You had just treated her for hormonal issues and she was very eggy.
Yeah. No, she doesn't seem too hormonal, really.
Yeah.
Nothing sort of...
Okay.
No sort of concerning health issues or anything with her at the moment.
Yeah.
All
right, look, I will satisfy... Well, also for my own peace of mind.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a 20-minute drive, so...
Yeah, I may as well. You're more than welcome. Like, if we have anyone call up and we think it's her, we'll let you guys know. But yeah, so far we haven't had any sort of other interest. Yeah.
It's always the way because we found a cockatiel as well, and we went to the earth to relocate.
Yeah.
We even brought this bird to you guys to see
if you
could ID him.
Yeah.
And there was no one, you know, and it's just the ones that really, really cherish their pets. It's just, it sometimes doesn't seem fair, hey. But anyway, all right. Well, I might just finish what I'm doing and head over and I'll be over within the hour. I'll let my daughter know to stop emailing you and...
That's all good. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to have a look myself.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah, no problem. All right.
All right.
That's all good. We'll see you shortly then.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.